Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello, welcome to Red Men News. With you, we are here with your dose of Red Men News. Of course, that's what we do. We talk about Liverpool. I am joined by BBC journalist Emma Sanders today. Emma, thank you very much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
You've just been in the studio. We've recorded a newsroom podcast. If you don't know what newsroom is, it's a show that we do every single week where I get a journalist in to talk about Liverpool Football Club, to talk a little bit about their life and stuff. So we've just done that hour-long show over on the website. Absolutely fantastic. Emma writes, is a digital journalist for the BBC, does a lot of live blogging of the games and stuff on there, covering tennis as well as football. It's really, really interesting. A little bit of advice as well towards the end of how anyone can try and break into that. So it was a really great show, so you should go over there and check that out. But we are here for Liverpool News, and we are here today, Emma Sanders, because Bobby Duncan's agent has broken Twitter, or should I say, Liverpool's Twitter has broken Bobby Duncan's agent.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely it, isn't it? I mean, what is he doing?
I've no idea. Well, let's start at the beginning of the story. We discussed it yesterday, and I'll read a few things out, and then we'll discuss it a little bit afterwards, Em. So the part of the statement that was posted onto Twitter has now been deleted, because his account has been deleted. It says, there has been a lot of things said in the last few weeks regarding Bobby Duncan's future at Liverpool. Today is the final straw of the behaviour and dealing of Liverpool sporting director Michael Edwards. A few months ago, before the end of last season, Bobby had meetings with the club's hierarchy, including academy director Alex Inglethorpe. It was recognised that Bobby wasn't happy at Liverpool for different reasons, and Alex invited us to bring offers to the club for the exit of Bobby Duncan. For a player with zero first team experience, no clubs were prepared to pay an outright reasonable fee for a player they got for 200 grand last summer. With that in mind, we've been able to find clubs that were ready to take on Bobby on a season long loan, invest time and effort developing Bobby with an option to buy for an amount of 1.5 million upwards. Blah, blah, blah. The club and Michael Edwards specifically made it clear that that kind of deal wouldn't work. So then myself and my team worked even harder to try and find another deal, get one on the table with an obligation to buy after five starts with a higher transfer fee and a sell on to Liverpool. Michael Edwards doesn't believe he will make those appearances and refused to speak to the club in question, sporting director, as they believe they can develop him. Yada, yada, yada. Let's get down to the crux of it. Fact. Putting all that aside, the real reason Bobby missed the under-23 games against Southampton on Monday is because he suffered some deep mental health issues with all the stress this has put him under. Stress of being told he can leave, but then going out of their way to force him to stay against his will. Not only is he on a very small salary, but he's also got one season left on his contract after this, and Liverpool have flatly said he will not get a new one. Bobby has not left his room for 4 days because of this and will never go back to Liverpool again. My only concern now is his mental health and well-being. This is not really dignified behaviour from a club from the rich history of Liverpool. One of their greatest ever players, Steven Gerrard, happens to be Bobby's cousin. It's a sad state of affairs. This is like really inflammatory, explosive statement that was put out on Twitter. Bobby Duncan himself retweeted it with a full stop. That got rescinded yesterday. He took that down. Saif has taken his account down because of all the other stuff that will come across. We'll talk about later, Emma. But I think, you know, for me, the reaction of Liverpool fans has been strange in some regards, as it always is. There's one side and there's the other. I am worried about his mental health personally. I think if somebody's got mental health issues, you shouldn't be just jumping on it. But equally, this looks like a play by an agent that A is ridiculous, never going to help Bobby Duncan in the first place, and it has been handled terribly. His agent has thrown him under the bus on this one.
Yeah, I mean, his agent actually summed it up in the last line of that statement, saying it's a sad state of affairs. That you've got an 18-year-old kid who's a very talented footballer, who's done very well for Liverpool's academy, went pre-season tour to the US with Jurgen Klopp, scored. You know, and he was tweeting about that, saying how happy he was. And then a couple of months down the line, well, 1 month down the line, you know, he's, there's mental health issues, which obviously is clearly the most important thing here. And he's got an agent who's spouting about it on social media and, you know, making these claims against Liverpool, who he's still employed by for at least another, what is it, about 18 months. He's got the rest of this season and then another year left on his contract. So it's just very confusing. I don't understand why the agent has taken this route. Going to social media for something like this, especially when it comes to mental health, it just baffles me, really. But like you say, the most important thing for me is that Bobby Duncan is okay, and I hope the club deal with the situation rightly for both parties.
Absolutely. And the club have come out and put an official statement out there, and you can go over to the official website and you can read that. But just to summarise that one, they said that, you know, they categorically refuse Saif's claims that it was handled in this way. That's the last statement they're going to make about it. They want to keep this behind closed door. They want to make sure that they can try and make everything better and make sure that Bobby Duncan is okay, which is absolutely the right thing that
Liverpool
have done
here. Definitely the
right
thing to do, yeah.
So, next part of it is Saif Ruby has deleted his Twitter account after Liverpool fans' backlash. This part of it gets kind of very
messy.
Yeah. To say the least. I mean, Liverpool fans have dug up all the dirt on his agent. He's been, you know, he is alleged to have been sending voice memos to women, inviting them out over to Dubai. We've seen tweets of him laughing at mental health issues in the past. We've been seeing tweets of him, all kinds of stuff. If you just go over to Twitter, you'll be able to see this. And now he's deleted his account. Liverpool Twitter, you'd better not come at them, because Liverpool Twitter is the best thing in the world. If there is a stone there's something there, Liverpool Twitter will absolutely find it, and it has been absolutely brilliant over the last 24 hours to really see that. And he got into a massive argument with Jamie Carragher when he started talking about Jamie Carragher spitting and all this type of stuff, and you're like, what on earth is this guy doing? And then now he's deleted his account, which he should be getting sacked by Bobby Duncan first and foremost, because this is not how you handle a young player, is it?
No, I mean, that's exactly it. And actually, I think Jamie Carragher shows how much he, you know, takes this seriously, the fact that he's engaged in this conversation on social media, because for an agent to say the things that he has on a public platform, that is wrong. Secondly, to bring up Steven Gerrard's name in the conversation, it's just irrelevant. He mentions about, you know, low salaries. I mean, what's that going to do for Bobby Duncan? It's not going to help his case. And then, you know, thirdly, he then goes and criticises one of the club's, you know, best-serving players on a platform, so he's really not helped himself there. And
no, at all. And he's dragging Steven Gerrard's name into it, which is not something you want to do, is it? And listen, the thing about the paltry salary, or whatever the phrasing was, is it's rumoured to be about £7,000 a week. Now, in footballers' terms, that is low. For an 18-year-old, I doubt that is low, to be honest with you.
No. I mean, he's not played for the first team before. No. He's not got senior men's football. I think he only got up to the under-23s, was it last season?
Well, this is the thing, Emma. He signed that contract.
Yeah.
He signed it of his own free will.
Yeah.
You know, he must have been happy with it then and there. The agent has to be happy with the contract for his player. Yeah. When you sign that contract, Saif, you were happy. Otherwise, you wouldn't have let your player do that.
Yeah.
So now to throw it back in the face when Bobby Duncan has signed that contract is absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, it's spot on, because at that age, what more can you want? You know, he's playing for the European champions. He's going on tours to the US in the summer. He's getting to train with some of the world's greatest players and under one of the, you know, the world's best managers. So there's clearly a lot there for a talented 18-year-old. But yeah, I think the worrying thing, obviously, is if he is unhappy for whatever reason that is, that should be discussed privately, not on social media. And as Liverpool have rightly said in their statement, which I thought was a very, very good statement, they will deal with that privately, and that's the best way forward.
Absolutely. Let's move on then. Liverpool have reportedly rejected an improved loan offer for defender Dejan Lovren from Serie A side Roma. There was report in a Croatian newspaper actually at the same time saying that Liverpool have accepted an offer on Tuesday. Now the reports in the Daily Mail are saying that Dejan Lovren isn't going to go out. Since then, it's come out that Chris Smalling is set to join Roma in a shock loan deal. So it looks like if Liverpool have rejected an offer and Chris Smalling is moving to Roma and on a loan deal, it looks like Dejan Lovren will be staying around. Yeah. That's kind of what we thought anyway, isn't it?
Yeah, it's what I thought. And to be honest, I think it's a good thing for Liverpool. I think you're not going to get a better fourth choice centre back around with the experience that he's got without having to pay, you know, a fair whack at it. So I think it's good for the club that he's staying. I think Jurgen Klopp's made the right decision. Mm. I don't think he'll be unhappy as well. I think he's shown that, you know, he's a very good squad player. He's a good team member. He's got a great personality in the dressing room. So he brings a lot to the club. So I think it's good to have him around. As for Smalling, I think that is a shock move. I think United, they had, was it 7 centre-backs when they brought Maguire in this summer? So, you know, they clearly needed to get rid of some of them. I think Rojo and Jones probably would have been the more obvious ones to let go. But if, you know, because Smalling, he played obviously a lot last season under Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. So if he's going, then yeah, that's a surprise. Roma haven't got the best deal there because I think Lovren's a better defender.
Absolutely, but a better defender than Chris Smalling. I saw Adam McCola tweeting saying we've sent 2 players to Serie A, not a first touch between them. Which is Lukaku and Small, and he was obviously referencing, if you don't know who Adam McCullough is, he's a presenter on Full Time Devils, the Manchester United, or one of the Manchester United fan channels. A good friend of mine, actually, he's a really nice lad. Liverpool are not set to let Ryan Kent leave for Rangers on loan, contrary to some reports. This is what we've been saying all summer long. You know, we've never thought, we've said £12 million. Steven Gerrard went to ask his board, or didn't even ask his board, because he didn't think they were going to be able to do it. And this is just like, I don't know how this is still news, to be honest with you, but it is. Liverpool are not going to let Ryan Kent go on loan. That's kind of what it's been like.
Yeah, I mean, Jurgen Klopp's come out and he said, right, we're not doing loan deals for Ryan Kent. That's the situation. I mean, I think because it's Rangers, I think Steven Gerrard's gone, you know what, he's entitled to ask a favour, isn't he, from Liverpool? He's probably gone, look, it's worth a pop. But yeah, no surprises there.
So there we go, here it is. The Daily Record wrote, a source close to the talks told them Klopp has ruled out another straightforward loan, but Rangers hoped the additional clause, which would turn it into a permanent move at a future date, would help swing the deal in their favour. It is understood that a loan is not on the agenda and no other form of deal has been suggested, so it does look like Ryan Kent will be staying around.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome. Like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
We've obviously got the Champions League draw tonight. We have to talk a little bit about this
one. Excited about this.
You can see the pots on your screen if you've not already seen them. Emma, really quickly, who would your group of death be?
Real Madrid. Who did I say earlier? Inter Milan and Lokomotiv Moscow.
Okay, mine would be Atletico Madrid, Inter Milan and RB Leipzig. And who would be your teams that you'd like, slash because you think we'll beat them and maybe because of the away day, something like that?
Yeah, so I think Benfica, in terms of, you know, a team that we'd want to play against in pot two. Pot three, I'd go for, I mean, I said earlier that Olympiacos, just because I think that would be quite a good holiday destination. And then pot four, I'll go with, was it Lille? I said, yeah, because I think that's not a bad away trip.
Okay, I would go Benfica, I think, from pot two. I think it's a close one, and I think Liverpool can do them home and away. I would then probably say something like a Salzburg or a Club Brugge. If you get Club Brugge, you can't get Genk in pot four, so maybe I'll go Salzburg and Genk, or if not, Club Brugge and Lille, something like that. I want to avoid that. Pot four looks nasty.
Yeah.
There's some terrible away trips there. Moscow, you mentioned. Galatasaray is a tough place to go. Leipzig are a good side. Red Star, we got beaten there 2-0 last season. Atalanta had some problems, did they, against Everton last season, I think Si was telling me.
Yeah, I don't know a lot about them, to be fair. That's probably the one team in pot four that I don't really know enough about to make a judgment on that. And I guess Liverpool will probably be the same. That would be quite an unknown.
Yeah, well, we'll be live tonight at 5 o'clock for the Champions League draw over on the main Red Men YouTube channel. Not Red Men News, we'll be live at 5 o'clock. So if you just subscribe to this and you're not subscribed to the other one, go over there, subscribe, click that notification bell, and you'll get notified when we're about to go live as well. So that will be there just before 5 o'clock, going live for the draw. I've got Adam Rowe and James Sutton in for that one joining me. We'll be over there. We've got all the prints out. We're going to do it live. It's going to be absolutely fantastic.
Always one of my favourite shows, that.
Yeah, you did it a couple of years ago with us, wasn't it? Yeah, it was good
it was
fun.
Good.
That with Benny as well, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I remember that one. I enjoyed that. So, next, Liverpool drew MK Dons. We're away at MK Dons in the third round of the Carabao Cup. Good draw?
Yeah, I think it's a good draw. I know we discussed this briefly earlier. MK Dons, you know, League One side. You can get the kids out, get a good run around. It's not a massively tough draw in the sense that, you know, we've avoided Premier League teams and Championship teams. So, I think that's good for both parties as well.
No, I agree with that. I think it's about making sure that we get a good opportunity to play some of the fringe players and some of the young players around the squad. So this one looks like a perfect opportunity. You mentioned earlier on as well the fact that it's quite far away. So if you're a young player, a big away trip that's quite far, it's probably good for their development rather than just driving to Anfield.
New experience.
And they get to go as part of the coach and all that type of stuff, or if they fly down or whatever, they get that sort of group thing going, they, as well. So that'd be good for them. Final little bit of news before we get into the comments then. Thomas Gronemark's services have been retained as Liverpool's throwing coach. I'm sure Andy Gray is throwing his dummy around the beIN Sports studio as we speak, because he has actually done a really good job, and Jürgen Klopp has thought so as well. He'll be working with Liverpool amongst other clubs. Ghent, I believe, is one of those as well. Maybe there's one more unnamed European side that he's working for, but he will be working with Liverpool on throw-ins again this season. It's marginal gains, this, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things that's what makes Klopp so good, is that he employs a throw-in coach and he's a freelance throw-in coach as well, you know, and it's just, he's just plucked him out of nowhere. But yeah, I mean, like you say, he did a good job, so well done him.
Okay, before I get into the comments, I'm just going to say, leave me your group of death and your favoured groups in the comment section as well, please. And Si, if you've got something on the Bobby Duncan stuff for us, that would be fantastic.
I have got, James Wildman says, I wouldn't go in on Bobby Duncan. He's clearly being advised badly and has been represented by an absolute clown. Fingers crossed he sacks him off and gets his head down. R6B says, I think Bobby's cousin should have a word with the man, the agent. That should sort it all out.
Yeah, I agree with both of them. It's a pity I couldn't say it as well as the first comment. It took me 10 minutes to try and explain what you did in about one sentence. You've absolutely summed up my opinions there brilliantly. I agree with you 100%. And the second one, Stephen Gerrard. If you just ask somebody in your family who maybe has experience of this, should I go with this agent? I'm a little bit unsure, Stephen. You're like, shut up, don't go with him. He's clearly a divvy.
Stevie's agent.
Couple more on the agent as well.
Go on.
Buzz's PMP says, an agent who puts this in a tweet tells you all you need to know about this guy. And then Joey Murray says, Bobby's agent needs to realise he's responsible to advise an 18-year-old on what's best for his career. It's manipulation, pure and simple. Bobby can recover from this, but he needs better people around.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And again, just sort of saying on that, And this isn't just an 18-year-old, like mentioned in the last comment. This is a sick 18-year-old, yeah, by all accounts as well. So you can make bad decisions, and maybe it was a bad decision by him under the pressure that he's under to be able to let the agent sort of mould him and force in that regard. Stephen Somerville, Blue Superjack, thank you very much. Imagine if we get Real Madrid. Revenge is needed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be tasty.
You want Real Madrid, though, don't you?
No. Well, they were the team that I said they would be my group of death, but... Like we said before, they'd be a team that I wouldn't want, and a team that I actually would like as a football fan. That there'd be real excitement around that game, and also Madrid is a fantastic place. If you haven't been before, then that's a very good away trip. So, there's pros and cons to getting Real Madrid, and that is one of them.
Yeah, I mean, my team like that is the team that I picked in my group of death from one of the pots was Inter Milan, but the San Siro's getting torn down, and I've never seen a game of footy in the San Siro, so I'd kind of secretly like to go and play Inter Milan as well,
yeah,
in the San Siro, because I want to go and see the San Siro for my own, with my own two eyes. Have you got any more? We've got a group of death here. Gibran Gibby says Atletico, Inter, Leipzig, exactly, yeah, the same as mine, actually.
Tough one.
Con Gardiakos, group of death, Real Madrid, Inter, Leipzig. Mark Meehan, Madrid, Inter, Leipzig is the toughest draw. Real Madrid, Inter, Leipzig. Lots of agreements on this one, actually.
Yeah, there is.
Nobody's won't put the ones in that, leave us some of the ones that you'd actually prefer.
I've got a couple here.
Go on, mate.
Jay Brand says, favourite group, Ajax, Bruges, Lille.
Ajax.
Interesting. Yeah. I know what you're thinking.
Ideal, Benfica, Zagreb, Genk.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
And I think there might have been one or two more. Darius Innit says, I want Bruges, Lille and Slavia. I think Bruges and Bruges
are in the pot three. Yeah. Lille are in pot four.
Yeah, I think Prague are in pot four as well.
Yeah. You can't just pick any of them, mate. You know what I mean? That's why they're in different pots. You've sacked off pot two. Oh, I don't fancy any of them ones with Real Madrid and Inter and Dortmund. No. I wish we could make up.
I like that. It's a good way of doing it. Yeah, fair play. Yeah.
Absolutely brilliant. So, Real Madrid into Leipzig, Dortmund into... Dortmund's an interesting one, Mark, me.
I'd be excited for Dortmund, to be honest with you. I mean, like you were saying about Ajax, that would just be a fantastic atmosphere, wouldn't it? But I think Dortmund would be the same, obviously, Klopp against his old team. You'll never walk alone. I won't forget the Europa League, Lovren and Sacco with those last-minute headers. The atmosphere that day was amazing.
Unbelievable,
yeah,
wasn't
so,
it?
I definitely wouldn't shy away from a game against Dortmund again.
And 999 says, I just want short trips. I like them as well, to be honest with you. You don't want to be going round to the arse end of Europe, do you?
Yeah, I mean, Moscow's just, yeah. That's why I chose that as mine. Like, that's just, it's too far, that.
So, Bruges, if we get a penalty, Adrian can take it and score against Mignolet. Says Banana Drama.
I've just got one before we have to go because we're running out of time. I think it's a nice little one to end on. Johnny Walker says, give us anyone, we'll tear their souls apart.
Is right. Liverpool Twitter will tear your soul apart. A Liverpool Football Club will do it on the pitch. What better way to end the show? Thank you very much, Johnny Walker. Thank you for commenting. As always, we always see them. We see how often you comment. Massively appreciate it. If you're here for the first time, subscribe to Red Men News. Click that notification bell. We go live Monday to Friday, 12:30, bringing you all the latest around the best football club in the world. Emma, thank you for joining me for two shows today. If you want to check out Emma, it's at @m_sandy on Twitter. As I mentioned, she's a digital journalist for the BBC, covering football and tennis. We'll see you next time. Thank you very much for watching. Ta-ra.
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there, especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.